Well, CJWW, pretty excited about tomorrow night's homecoming game when the University of Saskatchewan Huskies football team plays host to the UBC Thunderbirds. I got a couple of the Huskies dogs D guys in with me here today. Taz Smith-Windsor, second-year defensive back. Jaden Engel, fifth-year linebacker with the Huskies, in to talk to us. Taz, let's start with you. Not too many football players at Owaskasu, are there?
No, from what I know.
When you see football, you see where people are from, and Owaskasu Lake usually doesn't pop up.
Yeah, to my knowledge, myself and my brother Sullivan are the only ones ever, possibly. Don't quote me on that. But
right on. And as for you, Jaden, product of Manitoba, you know, what's it like putting on green for the first time? I know you're a fifth-year player, but, I mean, for the first time you put on green.
You know what, Jason? It was never that hard of a transition because both my parents grew up in Saskatchewan, both graduates of U of S. So we were Rider fans growing up, had season tickets, made the three-hour trip to Regina for all the home games all the time. So I've been bleeding green for a while now.
All right. So you like going back into that Manitoba territory probably, you know, when it comes time to go to the Bisons.
Oh, yes. It's always a good time seeing some old faces, usually not smiling because we're always beating down on them. So it's always a good time.
We're going to get to the homecoming game tomorrow night. First, Taz, maybe talk about your start to last week on the road in Alberta.
Yeah, no, it was really good. You know, we started off the week strong, the year strong, season strong, I guess. We played well in all three facets of the game, like offense, defense, special teams. We're all dialed in, and I think that we can really build on that this week and build on that success that we had.
I know the coaches' poll coming into the brand new season had the Huskies football team ranked number one in Canada West. Does that mean anything to you guys, or how do you guys look at it?
Absolutely not. It doesn't matter at all. Like, nothing's a given, especially in the Can West. It's a crazy division, and anybody can beat anybody on any given week. So we just focus on us at the end of the day.
Last week, UBC had a big win of their own. Now they're coming in to play you guys. Jaden, maybe set up the game a little bit. What can you expect? Do you know anything about the Thunderbirds?
Yeah, so our preseason game against them, it got cut short due to that lightning storm. But that first half was really good insight. It was our starters and backups against their starters and backups. So we got to see their new faces they were bringing in. They graduated a couple key players, CFL, some just retiring from the game. So it was good to see their new QB, Drew Viotto, down from the States, get some insight on him. But at the end of the day, Taz said it best, and Coach Flory, one of his big things is we just worry about us. At the end of the day, we know what type of caliber team we are. We know what we can produce on the field and off the field. So if we're just us, we'll take care of business.
All right. I know neither one of you guys are rookies, so you guys have played at Griffith Stadium in front of hometown crowds before. What's it like to play at Griffith Stadium in front of your fans?
There's nothing like it. It truly is a special, special feeling. Core memories, I mean, when we think back to 2023 against Regina and we eclipsed 10,000 fans, I'll never forget that for the rest of my life. And rumors are this year is that we're breaking that mark and we're hopefully hitting 11K, so it's going to be an exciting Friday
night.
Well,
that's what we got to do, right, Taz? We got to come out and support the boys.
For sure.
All right. The bigger the crowd, I'm sure the more jacked you guys get, right?
Oh, 100%.
I mean, you're always ready at game time. It doesn't matter if there's one person in the crowd or 11,000, but I'm sure the bigger the crowd, the more it's got to gear you up.
Oh, 1,000,000%. I mean, at the end of the day, we have our whys for why we're doing playing the game and why we're doing it, and the USAS community and the Saskatchewan community as a whole, I mean, we feel their energy, and we really buy into that.
7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night under the lights because it gets so dark these days. The game might start with sunshine, but it'll be under the lights by the time it's all said and done. Good luck not only tomorrow night, guys, in the homecoming game against UBC, but the rest of the season.
Hey, thank you, Jason. Thanks for having us. It's an honor. Appreciate the community. Appreciate the support. Let's fill those stands and go Dogs, baby.